You are listening to Benefit from the Bible, which is the preaching ministry of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Parma, Ohio. It is our desire that you carefully listen, rightly understand, thoroughly apply, and eternally benefit. If you are listening on an iPhone or iPad, install the free podcast app called Overcast, then search for Benefit from the Bible. May God bless your listening. Dear Bethlehem members, as I think about the sermon today, it's a little bit different, but I want you to know, though, that it is meant, first of all, for me. It's also meant for you, and it's meant for everyone else as well, for people who might hear it later or read it later, for people who are outside of the church completely, people around the world, whoever might hear it, it's really meant for all of us. It's meant to catch our attention. It's meant to teach us some important realities, and it's meant to challenge our current priorities and practices. In this sermon, I'm going to touch a little bit on the parable of the sower. I'm going to mention some of what God does working through his word, and I'm also going to give you some advice on how to make use of the word of God. First of all, going to the parable of the sower, earlier I read the story, you know it well. So the man went out to sow, and we know that in three of the four examples, the seed fell in places where either it did not grow at all, or it did not continue to grow. And then after that, Jesus explained the story. Let's try to go back to it and think about it a little bit more here. So what does the seed represent? Jesus told us there what it represented. Okay, the word of God. So when I think about teaching or preaching or visiting, I'm sowing seed. And really for all of you too, when you think about talking with family or friends or neighbors, you also have the opportunity to sow the seed of the word of God. And then the next question here, what do the four places represent? In other words, Jesus talked about the seed being sown by the road, in the shallow soil, among the thorns, and in the good soil. So what do those four places represent? Okay, I like that. Very good. So they represent the hearts of the various people who hear the word of God. So there are a variety of people who hear the word of God from me and from you, and everyone has a little bit of a different heart. So those are the different hearts that are hearing the word of God. And keep in mind, in every case, whether it was a heart represented by the road or with the shallow soil or among the thorns or in the good soil, in all four cases, what was true for all four? They heard the word of God. So if you're hearing the sermon here at Bethlehem, you are included in the parable, because those are all people who heard the word of God. And if we think about applying the parable to those who hear it right here, you basically have a 25% chance of benefiting from the word of God. Because Jesus said there are four different kinds of hearts out there, and only one of the four is actually receiving the word of God in a beneficial way. When I thought about that, that was kind of discouraging to me, because I thought, wow, I want everyone to get it in a beneficial way. And yet, when I think about the parable, only one of four even benefited. And then, if I think about people who maybe are listening to this sermon through our website or through the podcast, or maybe would read a copy of it at some point in the future, those people are also in that one out of four situation. What about other people who push aside the word of God, who put on some other station on the radio, who have the opportunity to tune into the podcast because they have a smartphone, and yet they say, I'm not going to waste my time? What about for those people? let's understand that they have a 0% chance of benefiting from the Word of God. Now, does God love them? He does. Did God send His Son to die for them? He did. Is the Holy Spirit working through the Word of God in order to transform their lives? He is. But if they push aside the Word of God, then they have a 0% chance of benefiting. However, though, there is good news. What is the good news? The good news is that God still loves us. The good news is that we are still physically alive. The good news is Jesus has taken away the sin of the world. And the good news is that we still, in our lives and for all people throughout the world, there are many opportunities to benefit from the Word of God. So what does God do through the Word of God? Why is it important for us? When we're in the Word of God in a serious way, the Spirit of God is at work. The Bible says that the Word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. So we can know the Spirit of God is doing His work. First of all, God is at work to make us spiritually alive. Think about what it says in James chapter 1. It says, God chose to give us birth through the word of truth. That's talking about our spiritual birth. Physical birth from our mothers, spiritual birth from the word of truth. So that is the means that God has chosen to use. Now, of course, we have baptism as well. What is baptism? We call baptism the visible word of God. We're not excluding baptism. It's included as well in what I'm saying there. Think about it like this. As God gives physical life through a man and a woman, that's how we got here today. So God gives spiritual life through His Word. Very simple. Also, too, what else does God do through His Word? He sets free from eternal condemnation. So you know the passage well. Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." So all people in the world, and even us too, we should be asking, are we free through God's truth, or are we wearing eternal chains? Because maybe we heard the Word of God, and maybe we've studied it for years, but we really just didn't get it, and we really didn't respond to it. And we can easily be like three of the four people in the parable who heard the word of God, and yet they did not benefit for one reason or another. So the answer, when we think about the question there, are we free or are we wearing the eternal chains? The answer is not how we feel about it. Don't tell me, oh, I feel like I've been set free, so that makes me free. Is that the answer? By no means. It's not how we feel about it, but it's all about what God's Word says about it. So again, if we're not in the Word, we just don't know. What else does God do through His Word? He builds us up. He gives us eternal blessings. Think about what Paul said to the pastors who were serving in Ephesus. He said to them, "I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified." Keep in mind now, Paul was saying to them, "Hey guys, I'm never going to see you again. So I'm not going to be there to help you with anything. But what I'm doing, though, is I'm commending you over to God and over to His Word." And between God and His Word, what's going to happen? God's going to be at work in conjunction with His Word to build you up. God's going to be at work in conjunction with His Word in order to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified through the finished work of Jesus Christ. Now, if those men would have walked away and said, "Okay, we know enough. We're not going to do anything with the Word of God. We're fine." Then God has no opportunity to build them up. God has no opportunity to keep them in Christ. Think about how over the years within Lutheran churches, it's such a common practice that people are confirmed and then they stop coming to church. So they've been immersed in the Word of God for a couple years through confirmation training, and then somehow they think they've arrived, and they stop going to church, they stop reading the Bible, they stop looking at their catechism, and they have nothing to do with the things of God. Is that going to turn out well for them? By no means. It is so vital that they continue in that Word of God, and I'm afraid that so many of them probably don't. So how can we make use of the Word of God? Well, we should be aware that the forces of evil that I read about in Ephesians 6, they are certainly at work in order to try to stop us from being in the Word of God. So anytime we think about being in the Word and we have a thought to maybe not be in the Word, we can know that the forces of evil are at work in order to do that. So between the devil, between our own sinful hearts, between the fallen world in which we live, we have many forces that are both outside of us and even inside of us that are trying to keep us from that Word of God. What is the good news? Though the forces of evil are great, God is greater. So God is greater than they are, and God is calling us, God is challenging us to consistently receive His Word and know that He wants to and He will richly bless us. What are some ways that I'm encouraging all of us to be in the Word? That would be in connection with divine service, with Bible class, with daily devotion. When it comes to divine service, we've fallen into a pattern within our world today, not just here at Bethlehem, but it's a very common thing, though, where people are very much hit and miss. And somehow they justify that in their own hearts and minds. And some people might say, well, I believe in Jesus, so if I go once in a while, that's fine. But do people even know, though, what God wants to work within them when they gather for divine service? When we gather, we are gathering because God wants to remind us of who we are in Jesus Christ. God reminds us that we are sinners. God calls us to be sorry for our sins. God assures us that in Christ we are forgiven. God strengthens us in Jesus Christ, and God equips us for works of service. With what I've said there, those are all things that God is doing within the divine service, and then because of what He's doing, that's a blessing to us during the service, and that's also then helping us know how to go forward when we step out of the service. So we have many divine service opportunities. I'm thrilled that you guys are here today, and I hope that you'll come faithfully week after week, and this is the time of year to come even twice a week, because God took extraordinary action to put on flesh. So we parallel that extraordinary action by coming twice each week. And then thinking about Bible class. Why Bible class? Well, Bible class is a time that God wants us to sharpen our sword. So the Bible makes it clear that the Word of God is the sword of the Spirit. Why do we need the sword of the Spirit? Because the devil is out there. What does he want to do? He wants to eat us for breakfast. He really does. And we live in a sinful world that's all around us, and we have the sinful nature within us, so we really need to have a sharp sword in order to go through life. Imagine that somebody said, you're going to be in a sword fight. And imagine your opponent has a 30-inch sword that is very sharp. And imagine that you're handed a butter knife. So you have a 6-inch sword that isn't sharp. How would you feel about that competition? Probably not very good. God wants us to know that we are in a battle every day against the forces of evil. Maybe we can't see it, maybe we can't feel it, but according to the Word of God, we are, so it's important that we have a sharpened sword, and we get that from Bible class. So here at Bethlehem, we have the opportunity for Bible class on Thursdays, on Saturdays, on Sundays. So I challenge you, I encourage you to come and know that God will bless you. And then the topic of daily devotion. With daily devotion, we have many opportunities because we have many resources. So I have a little stack of resources right here. So on the top, I have the Bible. And we all have a Bible, so we can always open the Bible. But a really key thing, though, is to get into it in a way that is beneficial. Keep in mind about the parable again. The word of God was falling on all these different people. Only 1/4 of them benefited. How do you get into the Bible in a beneficial way? The daily devotion brochure will help you some. And I'm going to get into that topic a little bit more next week. We also have the meditations booklet. So with meditations, you have the scripture reading on the page as well as the devotion and the prayer. Of course, we also have portals of prayer, but with portals of prayer, though, it's a little bit different. You have suggested scripture readings at the top of the page, so then you have to get out your Bible, you look those up and you read those. But again, though, if you don't read carefully and thoughtfully and seriously and prayerfully, it's really going to mean nothing. But this can be a good resource, so if we give it the time that it needs and the thinking that it needs and the application that it needs. We also have other resources too. This time of the year, we have an Advent devotional booklet put out by Lutheran Hour Ministries. So this can be a helpful way to be connected to the Word of God every day. We have a devotional booklet for children. So this is one where the parents can use it with the children, and then the whole family can benefit. And we also have the book, A Closer Look at the Evidence, which has a devotion for every day of the year. And this has all kinds of fantastic information that reminds us what a great and awesome God we have and how he has made so many awesome things and how he's at work in our lives too in order to keep us as his holy children in Jesus Christ. So those are some of the things we have available here at Bethlehem. These are always to be in the Word of God. I want to share one thing with you when it comes to daily devotion. You might know this about me, maybe you don't, but without daily devotion, I would not be a Christian. I would not be in Jesus Christ. Without daily devotion, I never would have become a pastor. And without daily devotion, I would be facing a horrible eternity. Those are pretty big things, but I really attribute that all, though, to daily devotion. And understand that I don't attribute that to the divine service, because I wasn't paying attention. I don't attribute that to going to Bible class other than my Bible class that I was in years ago got me into daily devotion. But it was really, though, being in daily devotion and then taking time to think about the Word of God, to meditate on the Word of God, and then to begin to memorize parts of the Word of God, that's what really made a difference. And you'll see that mentioned in the Bible a number of times, how the Bible calls us to meditate on His Word day and night. When we do that, God will do extraordinary things. I'm preaching to the choir today, I think. But not necessarily, though. I don't know what's going on in each of your hearts and minds. But for all of us, though, we have the opportunity to go forward with the Word of God and be so richly blessed now and forever. Or we have the opportunity to continue to make whatever excuses we've been making. I want to encourage all of us to take today to be the day when we go in a new direction in our lives regarding how we deal with the Word of God in our lives. So I hope I've given you some good reasons to do that, some encouragement to do that. And I also challenge you to join us next Wednesday, because the title of the sermon is Come Lord Jesus, Come to Us to Change Our Hearts. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you so much for taking away our sins. We pray that you would keep coming to us through the Word until you finally come again. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening. If you have questions, contact us through our website, BethlehemLutheranChurchParma.com. If you are searching for a church in the Parma, Ohio area, attend with us at Bethlehem. We are located at 7500 State Road in Parma. This is our regular schedule, Saturdays, class at 3, divine service at 4. Sundays, divine service at 9, classes at 10:30. For our festival schedule and much more, go to our website. Now, may the Lord of peace himself continually grant you peace in every circumstance. The Lord be with us all.